I would like for you to turn with me to John chapter 19 and verse 23. John chapter 19 and verse 23. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, "Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did." Now here we have another of the many, many, many fulfilled prophecies of the Old Testament here at the cross. Throughout the Old Testament, we have prophecies of what's going to happen when Jesus comes, the Son of God comes to die for mankind. And here is one of them that was fulfilled to the very letter. Now, these soldiers, don't for one minute think that these soldiers knew and understood the Hebrew books and understood the prophecies of the Hebrew religion. They did not. They did not understand that. They did not divide his garments and did not refuse to rend his outer coat and cast lots for it, gamble for it. They did not do that because they wanted to fulfill Scripture. They did that out of their own greed and indifference and carelessness. They did that because they cared nothing whatsoever. How many crucifixions had they seen? How many criminals had they hung upon the cross? And how many times had they divided the garments and whatever was left of the person that they had hung upon the cross? Many, many, no doubt. Calloused, I'm sure, their hearts were calloused. So they did not do this in order to fulfill Scripture. You see, God had them do this because this is the way God knew from the beginning that it would be. This is the way God knew that it would be. You see, God knows everything, even before the foundation of the world, before this earth and this universe that we know today was created by an eternal God. And oh, yes, it was created, my friend. You would have to be the dumbest of all dumb to not recognize that there is a God that created this earth and created mankind upon this earth and gave us the wisdom and the knowledge that we have in order to live upon this earth. I tell you, my dear friend, the weakest, most wicked philosophy, and it is just that, it's certainly not any truth, and it's certainly not a science, is the so-called science of evolution. The theory, and it is just a theory of evolution, that man evolved to the place where he is and that the earth is a result of some big bang taking place out there in the universe somewhere. To me, that is the most foolish thing. And I'm not a very wise man. I know that. I don't have a lot of brain power, but I have sense enough to look around just a little bit and to understand and know that I was not just evolved to the point where I am now. I was created by God. This earth was created by God. Adam was created by God. Eve was created by God. And then all of the rest of the people on this earth were born from Adam and Eve, right to the very last one that is born upon this earth. Every one of us descended from the first man created by God and the first woman created by God, Adam and Eve. And so therefore, we have a God that created us. Now, these soldiers did what they did. They did what they did because that was the natural thing for them to do. But God knew what they was going to do before the foundation of the world. He knew that Jesus was going to be crucified. The plan was made. You know, and there was an examination and a restatement of that plan on the Mount of Transfiguration. You'll remember when Moses and Elijah came down and Peter, James, and John was on the mountain with Jesus, and they saw Peter, James, and John saw Moses and Elijah standing there with Jesus, and they were talking about, discussing his decease, his death, how he was going to die. Here is just a review, if you please, as if the head of a battle regiment would have a battle plan to come down from headquarters, and then right at the beginning of the battle movement, call together his officers and review that plan, go over it again and review it. That's what Moses and Elijah was doing with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. This plan was made before the foundation of the world, and God knew that. So in the scriptures, he revealed to the prophets that these soldiers who crucified Jesus would cast lots for this garment that he wore that was woven from top to bottom all throughout without a seam, and that they would gamble for it, and the other few wraps that he might have had about his body, they divided it among themselves. Now, there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother. Oh, I tell you, this is a precious, precious thing here. They stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. Now, there were three Marys standing there at the foot of the cross, standing there all the way. They went all the way with Jesus. Mary certainly loved Jesus as her son, even more so perhaps than any precious mother could have, because she knew that he was the Son of God. Of all of the people on earth, of all of the people on earth that believes that Jesus Christ was virgin born and that he was truly the Son of God, we take it by faith. All of us have to take it by faith. Mary did not have to take it by faith. Her faith in God was proven before his birth. Whenever she surrendered herself and said, I will allow myself to become the mother of the body that God will incarnate himself in. When she surrendered to that, when the angel spoke to her and she surrendered herself to that, she proved her faith, and she had her faith then. You and I believe that Jesus was virgin born by faith, but Mary doesn't have to, and didn't have to believe that he was God by faith. She knew when she looked into the face of that baby Jesus that night in Bethlehem, when he was first placed into her arms, she knew that she was looking into the face of God. And now here she stands, her only, or not only, but her beloved son. She had other sons afterward, but her beloved son, Jesus, her firstborn that she knew that was God, here he is on the cross. I don't think she had given up that he wasn't God. I just think she wanted to be there. Now with her was her sister and the wife of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene, three Marys, three women. And I often think how faithful the women are even in our churches today. I get in many churches, and most of the churches that I am in, the women outnumber the men, or at least are equal to the men. Very few times do I get in churches where the men are predominant. You see, women seem to be willing to make the sacrifices. They seem to be tender-hearted and ready to follow the will of God even more than men. I don't have time to talk more about that, but I hope you'll be with us on the program tomorrow.